You know how I've talked about many people in the human race being part of a suicide cult before? And it struck me today that their suicidal tendencies are all clustered. For example, people who believe in chemotherapy, which is a poison, they also believe in vaccines, which is a poison, is a bioweapon, really. So in other words, the very same people that want to poison their bodies and who actually for some reason trust medical authorities to think that it's okay to poison your body. Yeah, we call it chemo. Yeah, your hair is going to fall out. You know, you're going to feel like crap, total fatigue, lose muscle mass, everything, but it's good for you, right? That's, people believe that. And they also believe vaccines are good. But those same people, they also believe official information sources on everything. You know, elections, news, money and finance. They think the dollar is going to be strong forever. They believe whatever the media tells them. Even though those things are highly, highly destructive, if not downright suicidal in many cases. So the thing about the suicide cult of humanity right now is that it's a lot like, let's say, the Jim Jones type of cult, the Kool-Aid drinking cults. It's that it's all rooted in gullibility, in believing false things promoted by organizations or individuals who are bad faith actors, who actually want to achieve some level of destruction or depopulation or corporate profits at the expense of human quality of life, you know, things like that. So gullibility leads to self-destruction. And those who are part of the suicide cult are incredibly gullible. But they don't believe just anybody. They believe so-called authority. So as long as authorities tell them, you know, go jump off a bridge, it's good for the planet, they will go do that. As long as authorities tell them that, oh, you have to drive an electric vehicle, that's what they will do. And these people fall for everything. They fall for, you know, LGBT cultism and child mutilations at this point. They think that mutilating a child is a loving act. They do. And they think that murdering a child is totally okay. That's a woman's choice and so on. There's nothing that these people won't do as long as it is demanded by the obedience, well, the authority figures in their death cult, even though their decisions, their actions that they make based on these authorities lead to their own self-destruction. Now, these death cultists, they don't have good long-term survivability, by the way. Many of them won't be around much longer. And they're anti-prepper, of course. They hate preppers. They hate the idea of preparing or the idea of, quote, survival. Because, I mean, think about it. They're death cultists. They are into self-destruction and destruction of society. They're into chaos. This is why they like to burn things down and destroy things. If they see a living human child born, they want to stab it and murder it, you know, and kill it. They would rather kill it before it's born. And if it happens to be born, well, in their minds, it's never too late for them to kill the child anyway, so they might try to kill it then and harvest its organs. They think that's great. So I ask you this question. What is the life expectancy of people who carry this kind of belief? How well do you think they're going to do in our world, in our economy, in our world that is falling apart by the day? A world where supply chains are breaking down and banks barely function and the dollar is losing value and there's increasing war on a global scale and de-dollarization is accelerating and chaos is accelerating and there's more violence in the streets. Like, how well do you think that these people are going to do in this environment? Because my belief is that they won't do very well at all. My belief is that they will be destroyed by what's coming because they're not prepared for it. And they also like to take a lot of poisons and a lot of injections. They like to be poisoned. And yet these people, they're so delusional. They think that you and I are destroying ourselves. They think that we're destroying ourselves by not taking their mRNA injections, in other words. So if you refuse to be injected with bioweapons, then they think you're part of some kind of weird death cult. Or if you refuse to take chemotherapy, then you don't love yourself and you're opposed to medicine. When, no, we're opposed to poisoning. But if you want to go poison yourself, go for it. Just like those people that got in that submarine the other day, and, you know, a shoddy, sketchy submarine with a carbon fiber hull that didn't really work, wasn't really certified. And they dove down 13,000 feet to the bottom of the Atlantic and they died there. It's like, hey, you want to pay $250,000 each and take a suicide tourism journey to the bottom of the Atlantic? That's your call. Go for it. I suppose they can have another submarine with people willing to take vaccines. And they could send that down to the bottom of the ocean, see if you could survive both, like both the spike protein and the deep Atlantic, right? Or how about a chemotherapy submarine adventure? Like, we'll have a little drip, drip, drip as you're looking out the porthole at the wreckage of the last group that died down here, by the way. I mean, some people just want to kill themselves, but they can never admit the truth to themselves. They can't. So they have to lash out at others and claim that you're the bad person. You want to kill yourself. How dare you tell me that there are anti-cancer molecules in broccoli sprouts? Oh, you must want me to die by denying me access to chemotherapy, which is the only real medicine. No. I drink a smoothie with sulforaphane in it every day. I'm living an anti-cancer lifestyle. I drink anti-cancer molecules every single day, and not just sulforaphane, but, you know, lots of them, plus vitamin D and whatever, and various curcuminoids and you name it. But the suicide cultists can't see that. They can't look at a plant and realize that there are molecules in the plant that are medicine, that are natural molecules, you know, black cumin seed, whatever. These molecules have certain physiological effects that you can look up in the research. But these suicide cultists, they can never accept that because it didn't come from what they consider to be an authoritative source. Well, the authoritative sources are trying to get you killed. The authoritative sources are pro-censorship, but anti-human, right? They're pro-vaccines, but anti-nutrition. They're pro-chemotherapy, but anti-vitamin D. So to the extent that you believe these authoritarian sources, or authoritative/authoritarian sources, you're going to kill yourself. You're part of a suicide cult. So in essence, the leaders of the suicide cultists are the depopulation pushers that run these institutions such as big tech, big media, big pharma, big government, and so on, that are running an extermination agenda on planet Earth to try to eliminate billions of human beings. And they are succeeding. They are succeeding. And every person gets to make a choice. And this is kind of the karmic nature of the whole thing. You get to make a choice. Everybody else gets to make a choice. All the people who already died from vaccines, they already made a choice. They chose death. And you might argue, well, they didn't know they were going to die. Well, they should have known it. They had access to my website, naturalnews.com, or 1,000 other websites. They had access to all the same sites that you had access to, but they chose to ignore it. So they made a decision to ignore the truth and to commit suicide via vaccine bioweapons. That was their choice. They made that choice and now they're dead. But lots of other people are making similar choices across, you know, the country and the world. And they will also suffer similar consequences. So if you choose poison over nutrition, you choose bioweapons over, you know, good health, it's eventually going to kill you. So don't be surprised at the number of people who die over the next decade. That's one of my main points here. Don't be surprised. It's going to be a big number. You're going to see a lot of death and destruction. You're going to see a lot of economic damage. You're going to see a lot of pain and suffering, especially among people who refuse to listen, people who thought they they knew everything, or that they have trusted sources, but they don't want to trust your sources because your sources aren't, you know, authoritative. Well, a lot of these people will die. And in essence, it's a giant Darwinian type of experiment, isn't it? It's about the survivability of the human race and those who are blindly obedient to false authority. They will remove themselves from the human gene pool and they will no longer reproduce. Isn't that interesting? The future of the human race belongs to those who are wise enough to reject the lies of the establishment. That's you and me. But it's not the majority, is it? Most people buy into the lies. But this is why the globalists don't even respect the human race, by the way. Because from their point of view, maybe 80 or 90% of humans are just gullible, you know, morons that the globalists think should be exterminated. That's why they're running the extermination campaigns. Like, look at these people. They're dumb enough to kill themselves. They line up to commit suicide. And from the globalist point of view, they're like, well, maybe we should just encourage that. And so that's what you're living through right now. It is truly astonishing. But if you would rather live, as I assume you want to, and I would prefer to live as well, then, of course, we have independent media. Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com. We have Brighteon.social, by the way, and Brighteon.tv, and many other websites, a lot of independent media. You can see them at censored.news or the site run by J.D. Rucker, thelibertydaily.com. There are great news aggregation sites out there that dare to tell the truth. There's a lot of great websites. And if you're listening to this, you already have that wisdom, that judgment or discernment to know that the, quote, authority sources are lying to you constantly. But isn't it amazing how many people are gullible enough to believe the lies and to bet their life on those lies? And how many of those people are already dead, and how many more will continue to die in the weeks, months, and years ahead? The planet is about to suffer a depopulation pivot point. It's already begun. It will accelerate from here forward. And only the remaining survivors will inherit the right to shape the future of human civilization on this planet. I intend for you and I to be there because we can do better than these morons that are killing themselves off. If they want to take themselves out of the picture, well, there's the submarine hatch. Go for it. But for the rest of us, we're going to rebuild after they try to destroy everything. We're going to rebuild. We're going to create a society rooted in truth, liberty, and freedom. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and of course, Brighteon.com. Take care.